Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter for the Baltimore Sun. He's been kind enough to hang through a commercial break, and we're talking about the Ravens and some really interesting and tough decisions that loom for this team. We started with Torrey Smith, but we've now gone to a number of other tough and interesting ones. And then, I guess, Aaron, let's just start with this. What are you reported first about Steve Spagnuolo today going to the Giants as their defensive coordinator. What's the latest on Gary Kubiak?
He's in Texas, and he's mulling over his options and thinking things over, and he has spoken to Ravens coach John Harbaugh. And here's the stance: is the Ravens as an organization, they're not going to stand in anyone's way if that's something that they want. If they're looking for to be a head coach again, they're not going to, you know, stop Gary. Obviously, you know, they would, you know, grant permission for him to interview. It's up to him. The ball is in his court, and my understanding is that he's conflicted on what he's going to do, and, you know, nothing would surprise me. Should he stay? Should he go at this point? If he was to leave, I'm sure he would want to take Rick Dennison, the quarterback's coach, and Brian Perrin, his tight end's coach, with him. They worked with him with the Texans, with the Broncos previously. But I also think that the Ravens would make a strong push for a contingency plan, which would be Rick Dennison. I think Rick would be a great in-house candidate, and I think a lot of people have a ton of respect for him, really meshed well with Joe Flacco. You saw Joe Flacco have his best season with Gary Kubiak and Rick Dennison. Put up some career high numbers for yardage and touchdowns. And I think that Rick is someone that, if he wants to be a head coach, my understanding is that he does, being offensive coordinator and Gary wouldn't necessarily separate him from that. The Broncos also have some interest in him as a potential head coaching candidate. So they think that highly of him. He's a former Broncos linebacker who's an offensive coordinator with the Texans and also with the Broncos, and really highly respected as a very – very smart guy around the NFL, and I think probably behind the scenes, you know, he gets a lot more credit than he does publicly for what he did for the team this year. And he's a really good addition to the coaching staff, so he's someone to keep in mind. So is Kyle Shanahan, but I think Kyle's probably bound for Chicago with John Fox, and yeah, I'm sure the Ravens will cast a wide net. They did lose Steve Spagnuolo today. They could try to have Dean Keyes possibly coach the secondary and also expand Chris Uwich's role. They have some options. I'm sure they will also look at some outside candidates too.
Yeah, definitely. Chris Hewitt would certainly seamlessly move into the secondary. The one guy, I guess, when you were saying about Rick Dennison and working with Joe, if Gary decided to go as a head coach, well, then that's where Rick could easily be like, all right, I'll come with you. And he would be his offensive coordinator, and that would kind of kill that.
Right. He's a right-hand man. And he does have head coaching aspirations, ambitions, Q. So if he just goes with Gary, I don't see how that sets him up for anything. He's already been in that role with Gary. And he's sure loyal to Gary, but I also think that if the Ravens were persuasive and presented to him the right way, I think that he would be an outstanding candidate to be their offensive coordinator, which would probably set him up for other things.
I know that ultimately when it comes down to it, there's the pie, and obviously guys got to slice it and dice it however they see it. Are there, as far as like the linebackers of Monachino, I know that Wink, he also was in the mix as far as being a former coordinator. Are any of those guys looking to move on, or is this staff pretty set solid outside of what Gary is all about?
Well, there's one other coach that I've seen mentioned for a job, and that was Ted Monachino. Should Terrell Austin land one of those head coaching positions, he has interest, I'm told, in Ted Monachino to come with him as a defensive coordinator. So there's a chance for him to move up. I remember he got his name mentioned around Super Bowl time for that Philadelphia job. I think that there really wasn't a whole lot to that. I think this one has more legs. And I'm not saying that Terrell Austin, former Ravens secondary coach, is going to land the Atlanta job or the Denver job. He interviews in Denver tomorrow. But I think that Ted is someone that he would have an interest in and that it would be mutual. But you know, at this time, yeah, he's all set as the Ravens linebackers coach and really highly regarded by the Ravens, by the players. So, and nothing really has happened yet. Something that bears watching.
Aaron Wilson, Ravens reporter for the Baltimore Sun, does great work for the Sun and covering the NFL in general. Aaron, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it, and we'll catch up soon.
Great. And, yeah, I'm remiss if I didn't mention, thanks for having me on all year. And also, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Ray Rice grievance.
But right.
The business with Ray Rice is finally done. I don't know how much money he got. I would imagine split somewhere in the middle. And so the Ravens and Ray Rice, no more business, no more litigation for him.
And that is over now. Ray Rice is really free and clear at this point. We don't know how much of the $3.5 million he was able to recoup that he thought he was owed after being cut by the team before week two. But Aaron, thank you so much. We've appreciated having you on. And of course, now things really heat up in the offseason.